So, in what appears to be one of the worst cases of migrant deaths in the United States in recent years, at least 46 people have been found dead inside a truck in Texas. The discovery was made on the outskirts of San Antonio. 16 people found alive are being treated in hospital.
Patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
Let's cross straight away to Rosalind Jordan, who joins us live from Washington, D.C. Ros, what more do we know at this point?
Well, the situation started unfolding about 4 hours ago, and that's when a worker at a facility in a nearby industrial yard heard someone screaming, went out, and called 911. That's when authorities showed up at this truck, which was parked on a road outside this industrial yard, and discovered the 46 dead people, as well as the other 16 people who were then taken to nearby hospitals for heat exhaustion and, in some cases, heat stroke, and which means those people were very close to perhaps dying. It was a very hot day in San Antonio, which is in southern Texas. Temperatures in the upper 20s, some suggesting perhaps in the low 30s. And inside a truck without air conditioning, the temperatures were even higher. Now, authorities did say they have arrested or detained, I should say, three people, but it's not clear whether they are connected to the situation with this tractor trailer being found on the side of the road. Authorities did spend some time on Monday evening looking through some nearby woods to see if there were any other people who might have been connected to this truck, either as passengers or perhaps involved with the movement of the truck. But so far, they haven't found anything. Now, this is an investigation. Even though local police and fire departments responded, it's now being conducted by the Department of Homeland Security, which does suggest that this could be, and I stress, could be, a human trafficking case.
All right, Ros, leave it there for the moment. Thanks very much. Let's speak to John Holman, who joins us from Mexico City. John, what reaction are you hearing from there?
Well, the Mexican foreign minister has been really active, actually, mostly on Twitter, giving out information about this. Some of it has already gone out in the US press, the fact that 16 people have been taken to hospital. He said that in the group of those 16 people taken to hospital, two people from Guatemala have been identified, and four minors. He also says, interestingly, especially what Ros, after what Ros just said, that the trailer actually had plates that were put on, US plates on top of other plates, sort of suggesting that they're fake plates. And he said after that, it's very probable that this was done by people smugglers. So that's sort of information that's coming from Mexican Foreign Ministry. This is something in terms of people via people smuggling groups being taken up this route from Central America or even further south through Mexico into the United States. That happens quite regularly. We've actually followed and tracked a convoy of those trucks heading north through the state of Chiapas in the very south of Mexico in the past. And another time we followed people going all the way up to the U.S. border. And it has resulted in tragedies before. It was only in December of last year, 2021, when even more people, more than 50 people died in the back of a trailer in that southern state of Chiapas when they were involved in a road accident. So this is something, obviously, that people are doing because they're desperate. They want to get to the United States. They want to avoid the checkpoints that, especially in the south of Mexico, there's different checkpoints trying to stop people get through. The larger criminal groups in Mexico, some of them are involved in the trafficking of people to get them up that route to the United States. And people can pay thousands of dollars to get up to that route. But obviously, the conditions in which they're being transported are far, far from ideal, as the tragedy of tonight, where there was a lack of air conditioning, obviously, and people suffered from heat stroke in that truck, indicate.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. And bringing more on this story as we get it.